13 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock Friday morning. Here at the Mighty 690 KGGF, I'm Bill Small, joined as we are every Friday at this time by Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC. How are you this morning, my friend?
Doing well, Bill.
Excellent. You made it in without sweating to death.
Didn't melt on the road or anything.
Yeah. No, it's dog breath weather.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's possibly the best description I've ever heard for this. It's like stale, dank dog breath.
They are panting.
Yes. Hey, so what do you got for a Bible verse for us today?
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Hebrews 11, 6.
Okay. Well, as a certain amount of faith is definitely required these days. We've been watching the stock market, and, you know, in my position, every hour, top of the hour, I'm hearing these stock market reports. And let's say I've got $100,000 invested, or I did have $100,000 invested, and the stock market has dropped something like, 20%?
Right.
And now that $100,000 is $80,000, so I've made an appointment with you. And I come into your office, and I spread all my papers out in front of you, showing you what I got. What are you going to tell me?
Well, there's a lot of things going on in your mind right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
a lot of which I can't say on the radio. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Used to have $100,000. Now I have $80,000.
Where did that money go?
First, I want to congratulate you for coming into the office.
Thank you.
Because what the tendency is, the fear is like, well, it's too late.
Yeah, I can't do anything about it now.
I just have to ride this out. I have to ride it all the way down because since I've already lost some, I can't. You know,
and I also can't admit I'm a failure.
Right.
So right. I can't admit I need help here, Charles.
Right. Yeah. So I'm aware that this is a sensitive position. But I want to congratulate you because it takes bravery to say, here's what's going on. I'm losing money and I don't like losing money and I want to stop losing money. And what we can tend to do is we let the statements stack up on a corner of the cabinet or our countertop in the kitchen and just sort of let it stack up. We don't really open them because we know it's going to be bad news.
We're scared to look at it.
Right, yeah. Right. So I don't know what you started with, but in 6 months, the market's down 20%. I would ask you, what did you have a year ago, 6 months before that? I wouldn't be surprised if you maybe had 90,000 because the market's been climbing. And so if we could get back in a time machine and go back a year in time, would you be happy with what your account was like then? Okay. Probably, right?
Yeah.
It was up.
I was thinking it was pretty good. I mean, 90,000, I started with, 70,000 and went up to 90.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so sometimes we have to, in order to adjust our thinking to be content or to look at the advantages that we have, we need to say, well, what was it a year ago? I was happy a year ago. I was on cloud nine a year ago. It's just gone up since then. And what your broker wants you to do is to do nothing.
Right.
Right? Because your broker only gets paid as long as your money is at risk. Right? As long as your money's at risk, he or she is getting paid.
Doing fine.
That's right. And so they don't have an incentive to stop those losses from happening. They have an incentive to keep your money at risk.
And it makes me wonder, Charles, who's that broker working for?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I would tell you, you need to decide, I've lost this much. I have to be okay with that. How much more am I willing to lose? Am I willing to let this continue to drop, or do I want to stop the losses? And if you look at the crash in 2001,
right,
it took about 7 years to recover, till it got back up to where it had been in 2000 levels.
And then 2008, it all bottom fell out again.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And it took several years to recover from 2008 for the S&P 500 to recover. And so you might be tempted to think, this is a temporary thing. Mm. Do I really need to do anything?
If I just leave all these statements sitting in the corner in my cubbyhole, it'll fix itself. Uh-huh. And I have nothing to worry about.
That's right.
Right.
But in your case, I know you're 60. You told me the other day you're 67.
That is correct, sir.
And you're working, but a lot of 67-year-olds aren't.
Only the foolish ones are working.
They aren't working anymore. Mm-hmm. So that means that they aren't adding to their nest egg anymore. It's not growing through their contributions any longer. So this 80,000, this what you have left, whatever that amount is what you have to fund the rest of your retirement.
And I stand by to watch more and more of that fall off as the market drops further and further.
That's right. Mm. That's right. So I would tell you that you need to make a firm decision and say, I don't want to lose any more money. Mm-hmm. I can't afford to lose any more money. And you have the freedom to choose to do what you wish with your money. And sometimes we're convinced that this is somebody else's money. Mm-hmm. That, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you can't. You want to protect your money. Oh, that's you're going to lock in your losses.
Right.
Right. And you, are you sure you really, really want to do that?
And you told me, I think, last week that some brokers will tell you, everybody loses money. It's no big thing.
Right. Yeah. Everybody's losing money. Some like that's it's makes okay. it all better.
You're all right.
Yeah.
Join the club.
Yeah. Do you want to wait the years that it takes to recover this money?
No, I don't. No. I might not have those years.
Right. Right. And so what we can do is run an evaluation. We have zero loss strategies is what I call them, where your money is protected and guaranteed and you can get a reasonable rate of return. We have a couple of different options, ways to do that. We have, but there's two different worlds out there. There's a risk and fee-based world and there's a safety-based world.
Right. I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we work in the safety-based world. Mm-hmm. Now, the risk and fee-based world has served people really well in times past. But
that's a younger man's game, though, isn't it?
That is. And if you're even if you're older, if that game can't win all the time.
Right. If you can afford losing sometimes, that's one thing. But if you're like me, you know, and you've reached this age and you're happy to be there and you hope to get older, you don't really feel like risking your nest egg any more than absolutely necessary.
Yeah, you're past your days of riding roller coasters.
Exactly.
And so what I would say is that you can come into the safety-based world and make your money safe, get a reasonable rate of return, and keep it simple and easy to understand. And that's what we have people doing at a time like this because they're watching the market, they're watching their money go down, and they say, hey, I can't afford to lose any more money.
Right.
I don't have the years to wait for it to recover if and when it does. And I want to take what I have today, because if you think what you have today is small in comparison to the peak,
right,
just hold on. It can get smaller.
Yes. What goes down will sometimes... The principles of inertia, you know, being what it is, unless there's some sort of causative factor to stop this decline, it's going to just keep going down and not go back up for quite some time.
This market has been breaking the rules for several years now. It's been overdue for a correction for multiple years now.
Officially a bear market now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this is, I don't want to call it the new normal. I don't know what it is. I don't have a crystal ball at all.
And what is normal?
Right, right. But I would just encourage our listeners and remind them, you don't have to ride this roller coaster all the way to the bottom.
And losing is not the natural state of affairs.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. You can have your money in a place where it's safe, where you're not paying fees, and you're getting a reasonable rate of return.
It takes is, like you said, being willing to admit that you might want to sit down with an expert such as yourself at Skank Insurance LLC.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This is what we do.
Yeah. Why don't we take a quick break, Charles? And when we get back, we'll chew this over a little bit more. And you've already made me feel better. So hopefully that's rubbing off on our listeners here this morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF. 24 minutes after 8 o'clock, 76 degrees here in beautiful downtown Coffeyville, Kansas. I'm Bill Small. We're with Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC, and I'm a client in his office right now, and I've sat down with him. I've laid all my papers out in front of him, and I said, look, I had $100,000. The market being what the market is, now I have $80,000. And you've already made me feel better that there are things that can be done. I'm not a lost cause. Losing is not the natural order of things. There are things that can be done. What are some of those things?
So we have a couple of different solutions. One is what's called a multi-year guaranteed annuity.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an account that walks and talks like a CD at the bank. It has a fixed rate of return. It's right now it's 4.05%. It's getting ready to climb, I believe.
Yeah.
As the interest rates increase, these are based on those interest rates. And it will make that guaranteed amount of return for 5 years, or we have 3-year accounts that will get a fixed rate of return as well that are attractive. And you might say, well, if inflation's 8% and I'm making 4%, well, imagine.
I'm still losing 4% there.
Yeah. But imagine how much you're losing if it's sitting in the bank.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
4% gives you a running start.
What is a bank's standard interest rate right now?
About 0.00 nothing.
Okay, good.
Close to that.
I like the 4% better.
Right, right. And so that's one option. We have another option where it goes into an account, and when the stock market goes up, the account can go up.
Mm-hmm.
But when the stock market goes down, it stays put. It does not lose any money. And
sounds like something of a safety net there.
Right, right. And that's been very popular as well, where people, you have potential to get 3-6% in that type of account over time. And so we have options. You're not just without options.
Right.
Watching your money go down.
Mm-hmm. And it's certainly better than just leaving all those statements sitting in your in basket and not looking at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So what else you got going on? You have the newsletter going out today?
Yeah. Newsletter's going out today. If you'd like to receive that, text our main phone number, 620-331-8800. Text your name and your email address, and we'll put you on the list. We had two Medicare 101s this week at Dickie's Barbecue, and had a good turnout for those and good response to those.
Are we doing more of those?
There's none on the calendar right now. It'll probably be August. So July's a little.
Who wants to do anything in July?
Right, right. Yeah. July's a little crazy. So. Yeah. It'll be August or September when it comes up.
Okay.
And I would remind everybody that if you, I mentioned this maybe last week or the week before, for medication prices.
Right.
There are programs available that are not based on your income, that don't ask income questions, that you can receive help if you're paying for some high-priced medications, Eliquis, Januvia, Janumet.
All those fancy commercials you see.
Farxiga.
Yeah, yeah.
Multiple, I forget all the names.
Yeah.
But if you're paying a lot, call our office. Mm-hmm. And it's very possible you can get that for a reduced amount, significantly reduced, especially if you're paying closer to the full price.
Right. My advice is, and I'm certainly not a financial analyst or anything, but my advice is if you ever have an opportunity to save yourself a few bucks. My late wife had a motto, the money is better in my pocket than in theirs.
Right.
So if you can find a way to save a dollar here, a dollar there, you want to take that opportunity and talk to somebody like Charles Skank at Skank Insurance LLC and your staff of helpful helpers over there, and you'll get us all straightened out. Where do folks find you?
So we are at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. We're also right here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th. Our phone number here is 620-236-6930.
All right, Charles. Well, we'll touch base again next on Monday. And if you haven't signed up for that newsletter yet, you really ought to, because, you know, you got our podcast on there.
That's right. Yeah. All the episodes from the radio on there. Mm-hmm. So if you miss them on the radio, you can just receive the newsletter, push play.
Yeah.
And we'll play it.
And if you have a question down the road, well, I think Charles and Bill talked about that a few weeks ago. You can find that episode and listen to it and get a little smarter. All right, Charles, thanks for being with us. We'll check with you again on Monday morning here at the Mighty 690 KGGF.